Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Creva.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, you're not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
Morning.
Morning. Fabulous day.
Feeling already. Well. Maddie, I didn't know you were a Metallica fan.
I'm absolutely not a Metallica fan.
Are you wearing a big old Metallica t-shirt? Where did you purchase that?
I can't remember. It's just like when I was on holidays, I needed a black t-shirt.
And right.
I believe you told me last week it was Cotton On.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Why are you outing me as a cheapskate, man?
No, I go to Cotton On all the time. I love it. Discount rack. Hello.
You're like the fifth person to ask me, do I like Metallica? That's the thing now. People wear band shirts that they don't necessarily know or care about.
You know Metallica, surely. Just not a fan.
Do you know, real talk?
Yeah.
I don't think I could name one Metallica song. Not one. Like, put million bucks on the table right
you
now.
You couldn't name one.
I couldn't name a Metallica song.
Wow.
What about you, Meg? Could you name
it?
Oh, there you go.
Nothing else matters?
What now?
Enter Sandman.
Who wants to commit 6 minutes of their life to that, honestly? Too much noise.
You're a 2 minute song guy, right?
Yeah, love my music. How was your night? What's up?
Very good. Just I had the most delicious meal last night. An eggplant, like a schnitzel. With like a tomato olive sauce. Oh my god, it was so good.
Food really is the highlight of your life, isn't it?
I certainly was last night. That was so good.
Compared to mine.
The snoring is back, man.
It is back.
Oh no.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. Does it affect your relationship? Like when you get home? Are you like, oh, I resent you so much right now?
Normally when I come home, I'm very tired, yeah. But you know what? Give it a couple of hours, I'm like, okay, I don't hate you as much.
It just takes a bit of a few hours
exactly,
to stop
calm
hating
down.
You, right?
Absolutely.
Jackson, what a lot of fun.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm also wearing a band t-shirt, but I'm wearing a Nirvana t-shirt today.
Do you care about Nirvana?
They're okay. I mean, they're not my favorite. I do like some of their songs. I mean, the classics, like Smells Like Teen Spirit, you know, you can't
miss
that, but...
You're not rocking a Nirvana album in the car on the way here.
No, it was more just that their shirt matched my red shoes, so...
Jared in the newsroom. Good morning. Did you get your tooth fixed?
Good morning, I did.
Oh, yay. I was just trying to look when you were reading the news. I was like, is it there? Is it not?
I'm sitting here Googling Metallica just in case I get asked about any song.
Same vibe. You didn't know, right?
Don't know
anything. Yeah, not at all. Luckily, we're not a rock station.
You'll often catch me in a Celine Dion shirt.
Oh, really? Are you a big Celine Dion fan?
Love Celine.
Really? What's your favourite Celine song?
Because You Loved Me is one of my favourites.
Oh, yeah.
And I Surrender is up there tied.
I love Celine.
Yeah.
She is good.
He's obsessed with love songs at night, by the
way. Oh, my God, yeah.
I feel like we're in some sort of mirror situation because I couldn't name a Celine song.
My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, yeah, that one's famous.
There's a great song of hers, Taking Chances.
Is there?
Do you know that one?
Honey, you see?
Yeah.
That was extraordinarily accurate.
Celine, is that you?
I've got a theory about you, Jared. Have you done, drag as Celine Dion?
I haven't. I haven't done drag.
Good idea, though. You've got the voice down pat.
Certainly
do. I don't have the look, though. She's quite thin.
Hey, guys, our Lads versus Lasses is up next. Newcastle's ultimate... Battle of the Sexes game. Now, the Lasses still leading 12 points to the Lads are on 9, playing today for a $50 Ampol fuel card.
The Novos.
Hey, we are still chasing a Lass on 131009. The winner today will walk away with a $50 Ampol fuel card. Fill the car up. Lasses on 12 points versus the Lads on 9. We have really got things back on track this week.
Brilliant.
Which is great. Just a couple more wins. That's all we need.
Sun's coming out today, and I feel like the Lads are just going to do really well out of it, you know? When it's a sunny day, the tradies are out. They're getting there. They're making their money. It's all happening, you know?
Hey, let's meet our lad first up.
Chris. Yeah, that's right. It's Jono. He's from Newey. An ACDC kind of bloke. He's scared of spiders and says his height is his sexiest attribute. He's 6'6".
Ooh.
Good morning, Jono.
Good morning.
Do you find that being a taller kind of bloke attracts the ladies?
Yeah, it does.
It's like they're magnetised to you.
Yeah, they love it.
It is funny, you know, a lot of women want a big, tall bloke.
Mm.
It's just a thing. What do you feel that way, Meg?
I was going to say my fiancé's 5'6".
Oh. If you were
he's
single,
shorter than me.
If you were single, like, yeah.
I do like a tall guy. Six, I do yeah. like a tall guy, yeah.
Is it, what attribute is it about a tall person that you think, oh, that's going to be hot?
They're good for cuddles. Like when you give them a hug. I don't know what it is. When they're taller?
Big hands and feet are here as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Jono, have you got strong cuddling game?
Hey, mate.
Do you have strong cuddling game? Like, are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course you do. You got long arms, don't you?
Yeah, long, strong arms, mate.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there he goes.
All right. Let's get into your questions, shall we? All right, number one for you. What flavour juice is in a pina colada?
Coconut.
No. Oh, no, close. It's pineapple.
To be fair, there is coconut in a pina colada, so...
Ooh, do we but it's not a juice,
not a juice
though.
Okay.
Coconuts are water at best.
I guess it could be classed as a juice.
All right, we'll take the point. Yeah, 1 point. Yeah, well done. You're winning already. All right, number two. Which singer is currently pregnant with her first child with father ASAP Rocky?
Rihanna.
That is correct. All right, number three. What would you use to attach magnetic eyelashes?
Magnetic eyeliner.
Yeah, who knew? Is that like put iron filings on your eyelashes or something?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's basically you put it on like normal eyeliner and it just attaches.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
Yeah.
Off the line, Jono. I was still chasing a lass. If you want to take on Jono, 13:10:09, 10 seconds on the clock. Otherwise, the lads walk away with the win today, which I'm totally fine with.
10:09:08:765:4321. Yes.
No, Chris.
No, there's no one.
Oh, here we go. No. Damn it.
Bloody hell.
You tried really hard.
Jono had a really good showing today.
He did.
She needs to get all three right to win.
To win instantly, yeah.
All right, let's go to our last right now. It's Jody.
Hey, Jody, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Doing good. Yeah, really well. Let's get into this. Question one, what does the company Ballistol make?
Oh, God. Say it again.
What does the company Ballistol make?
Ballistrade?
No, silicon sprays and oils. You need this to stay in the game. It is multiple choice, though. Which of the following brands makes the jumbo sausage rolls? Is it A, 4 and 20, B, Mrs. Mac, or C, Villies?
Mrs. Mac?
Nah, sorry, Jody.
Lads. It's 4 and 20.
Yeah.
All the boys would know that. Oh, I've got to get the jumbo sausage roll. Not a regular one.
Do you trust them from the survey?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Measuring up at 6'6", Jono is our champion today.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, 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 boys.
Indeed. well done, man. You're winning a fuel card. Up next, though, this is a story that caught your attention first, Maddie, and you passed it on to me. I said, yes, we have to talk about this. Because there's this hotel up in Brisbane that is now offering a special mystery box. Now, this mystery box is X-rated, and apparently it makes it Australia's sexiest hotel room.
Ooh.
We're going to unpack the box up next. The No-Mos. You can only assume you were browsing the news when you came across this story, which is apparently Australia's sexiest hotel room. I didn't know there was a competition, but this is quite fascinating because it's hidden on the top floor.
Wait, did you just do your own echo? It's hidden.
Yeah, of course. I'm trying to create atmosphere here. You have to talk in a visual way,
okay, yeah,
right? Otherwise, it's just sound. That's okay. What we do, okay? On the top floor of Queensland's one of their most luxurious hotels, it's a special suite, and when you go in there, there's a mysterious black box that's sitting on the nightstand. Apparently, it's for couples. who are trying to or excited to get out of lockdown. Now, inside the black box, apparently, is a suite of adult toys valued at over $800.
So what? Do you need to pay for, like, this luxury?
My understanding is it's part of the package, if you will.
Okay.
However, do you then take
expensive
them...
Expensive package.
Well, yeah, do you then take them home?
You have to.
And if you've flown up to Brisbane... Does that go through the X-ray? Like, what do you? Would you guys be embarrassed taking that
I don't think so.
In your hand carry?
Oh, not the hand carry.
That'd be the you have
in
to pay, pay the extra for the luggage that goes under the plane.
Yes.
And apparently on the box it just says, "Love how you buzz," which is interesting. I wonder what that's all about.
Mm.
So then during this overnight stay, you're as a couple, apparently, this is, I found a little bit weird. You are fitted for size and receive an in-room lingerie delivery.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love this,
this
idea.
Is cool.
Would so unique.
Would you be like, would you enjoy being sort of measured up? I'm imagining a tailor comes in, you know, with the old school measuring tape. I guess so. I don't know.
The butler in the buff.
Well, that's a whole other thing. Apparently, the guests also will have access to a sexologist concierge service.
See, this is discriminatory against straight single people.
But I think it's meant to be, I think it is kind of like a couple's thing.
Yeah.
Or at least take a partner.
You know, how depressing you go there by yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too.
I'm more intrigued by the $800 worth of goodies in this box, and it's only one night.
Well,
you need a couple of nights to really get your money's worth out of them.
Well, I think that's...
In a hotel.
I think you can take them home.
Yeah, I know, but, like, if you're going to get... You kind of want to try everything else.
$800.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you could go and visit some, like, several other people for that.
I've never priced that out, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's about $300.
There you go.
Two and a half.
So you could have a couple of visits for that money.
Well, two and a half hours.
Well,
worth.
That's the single person's option.
Yeah, there you go. If you're already bawling enough to pay $800 for, you know, the value of the contents of the black box, then you can probably afford to have some company come and visit. I'm just interested, though, who is ringing up, and because it is something, a phone consultation, the sexologist concierge service.
I wonder if it's the people from Maths Off Season. Yes,
Jeez, you sound a lot like Mel Schilling. I am not. I promise. I am a different person. So, yeah.
What's the hotel called?
If you're looking to spice up...
Valentine's Day is coming up. This could be perfect.
Yeah, so apparently it's a collaboration with a company called Love Honey. So if you Google that, you're gonna find out about this hotel and this exclusive secret suite.
Would you guys go?
Yeah.
Too much
pressure.
Something
different.
What do you mean, Crevo?
I don't know. If you go to that...
excitement into your sex life. Like, come on.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Why not? Give it a go.
Do you think it would be, like, weird if you approached your fiancé, Emmy, with this request? Like, would you take it weird, like, in a weird way?
Probably a bit. Yeah. Like, we're going in this hotel. There's a secret black box. It all sounds a bit strange, to be honest.
The Novos. The different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
I'm going to be keeping an eye on my mailbox at the moment. I think I'm getting a parking fine after my incident yesterday.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Why?
So I ended up parking in a bus zone and there was a police officer, like, across the road. Because I was driving out of my driveway, and as I was coming up the driveway, there was a lovely huntsman spider crawling on the window who decided to jump onto my shoulder.
Oh, cute.
Now,
it's a little huntsman.
Cute. No. Under no circumstances was that cute. I am absolutely petrified of spiders. Hate them.
All right. Tell us on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, like, relatively okay with them, 10 being, like, full-on phobia.
13.
Wow. So
can't
you really
them.
Hate them.
I hate... I wouldn't... So, growing up, we had a lot of spiders in the house. If a spider was in my bedroom, I would not sleep in there.
What?
Until it was gone. It was just...
You're living in the wrong country.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I'm pretty sure it came into my car because we have a lot of creatures outside of this building. Like the swamp with lots of little creatures. But the thing was, it crawled onto my shoulder. I freaked out, basically drove the car home, went across the road and grabbed the commercial grade bug spray and made Josh go down and fumigate the car. I would not get back in the car until he found it and got rid of it.
Putting it out there, too dramatic.
Nearly called you this morning asking if you could drive me to work.
Oh,
really?
Because I didn't want to drive the car. I was petrified.
Do you know what though, Meg? Honestly, I'm glad that you ripped the Band-Aid off and just got it over with.
Yeah.
Did it smell like mortine?
No, so the commercial grade one's quite good because it's used for kitchen settings, so it doesn't smell that bad. Thank God.
You've worked
but
this out before.
I scraped the first one off the shelf and yoinked it.
So dramatic. Are you scared of spiders, Kareem?
Not really. I don't like, say, the poisonous ones if they get, you know, upon myself.
I love how people get so paralyzed with these things.
Mm.
Take off your shoe, smash it against the
windscreen. When you're driving, though, you can't take off your shoe. And when you're petrified, if it was a snake, I would have been fine. Cockroach, fine.
Bring in the spiders.
No. we'll quit. Oh, I thought someone was walking past then.
That timing
perfect
couldn't have been better.
13709, have you had a spider in the car? What did you do? Did you nearly get a parking fine out of it? If anyone has dash cam footage of me getting out of the car, as well on Honeysuckle Drive.
It would be very
might
funny.
Might be interesting.
Or maybe a business owner with CCTV.
Well, that's a narrow field of people you got.
Very, very. Let's go with the spider stories.
Let's go with the spider stories.
That's more likely.
Yeah, have you been bitten? Spider encounters, 131009.
The Novos.
And we're after your spider encounter story.
The Novos.
Yeah, yesterday driving out of my driveway, spider crawled from the window onto my shoulder, flung it into the back seat, basically parked the car in a bus zone.
Got out.
Yeah, jumped out, did the dance. Oh, my God, get it away from me. It was a scene. And I wouldn't get back in the car until my fiancé fumigated the car with commercial grade bug spray.
Oh,
he found the
geez.
Spider. He found it crawling on the roof, ended up squishing it. Poor little guy. I don't like the idea. As much as I don't like spiders, I don't like the idea of killing them.
Oh, Meg, do you know you can't have it both
you
ways.
Can't have
just don't come into my car. Don't come into my house and we're good.
Jeez.
If they could speak English, this would be a much easier world for me.
Very, very
just tell
much.
It to go away.
Yes, I'm sure it's going to listen to me.
Away you go. Away you go. Off
how
you
do
go.
You speak spider to
I
a
don't
spider?
Know. How do spiders communicate?
I don't know.
That's a great question. I don't have the answer.
No.
I had a situation where Emmy was driving my van, which is notorious for having a couple of spiders here and there. Sometimes they'll even take up residence and build a small web.
You made me get in that van.
Yeah, well, they're mostly the harmless ones, right? And there was this one time we were driving at night and she was actually driving and suddenly it was a blood-curdling scream and the van was ripped over to the side of the road, narrowly avoiding hitting other cars as a huntsman had jumped onto the front dashboard. I was like, calm down, it's just a huntsman, relax. But there was too much screaming going on to deal with the whole situation.
Real talk, this is what we're going to do. Meg, when you join this show, we told you at the start, sometimes, you know, you've got to, push yourself and go outside your comfort zone.
No.
What I want to do here, Crevo, back me up.
Okay.
You got to back me up.
Yep.
We're going to get spiders in here and we're going to bust this fear for you.
No, you're
absolutely
not.
Absolutely.
Break it once and for all.
No. I'm sick that day.
I don't know what day it is. You don't know what day it is.
Sick.
Michaela, do you hate spiders?
Yes, I'm terrified.
Okay, so if someone jumped on you in the car, how would you react like I did?
Oh, absolutely freak out. I wouldn't be able to move.
No function. No function whatsoever. No. Oh, Michaela, have you been in the situation before?
Oh, yeah. So when I was a kid, I had a spider encounter.
Yeah.
I had one crawling down my back. It would have been a huntsman or something.
Mm.
Yep.
And it made its way into my underwear.
Wow.
And I remember I just froze and I was standing there screaming.
What did that feel like? Jeez.
Oh, it was just terrifying because I could tell it was a spider, but I just couldn't move because I was so scared.
Tickle, wickle, wickle. Jeez.
I would have only been like 8 years old and I've been terrified ever since.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That would have been tragic as a child. You would have been scarred for life.
Still to this day, if I see one, like, I'm just like, oh, can't deal with it.
Yep, yeah. The memory, the flashback.
Insane.
Thanks, Michaela.
Well, there you go, Meg.
It's not just me. We're not getting spiders in here, by the way, at all. I will not come in.
What day is that again? We'll check on that later.
Will not come in.
Yeah, we'll see.
You won't know.
You won't know. Beat the Meat
is up next. Yes, this is our Beat the Bomb style game. Instead of cash and great prizes, we have sausages, which are equally
even better,
as good.
Right?
It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to play 131009, people have been real greedy lately.
They've been missing out
on the sausages. If you want to play, remember, all you have to do is listen out, don't get too greedy, and yell out stop before they all explode. We'll play in minutes.
The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meme.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, this is our weekly competition where you can win lots of meat. All you've got to do is, like Beat the Bomb, yell out stop before the sausages explode everywhere, guys.
Oh, God, it's terrible when that happens. Let's meet our contestant. His name's Jason. He's a supervisor from North Rothbury, married for 23 years, once went surfing in Sumatra and nearly died. Currently on the hunt for a new barbecue and is keen to win some snags to break it in. G'day, Jason.
How you going?
Very well. I'm glad you matched my energy there.
Well, to be fair, Krivo, your energy was a bit too much.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll bring down the level so we're more on an even playing field here, Jason, all right?
No worries.
Oh, good. Yeah, no worries.
What kind of barbecue are we looking for, Jason?
I'm looking for a smoker, so I can do ribs and everything like that. So.
Nice.
Crevo's your man to speak to.
Yeah, get yourself something decent. Get the briskets going. You're in the good gear then.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
He's like, give me some sausages. Let's get this thing on the road. Fair enough, man. Are you ready? You know how this works?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Let's beat the meat.
One sausage. 15 sausages. 19 sausages. 24 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, well done.
Boom, you win. 24 sausages coming at ya. You had 84 to play with today.
Oh, God. Brutal.
What are you gonna do with 84 sausages?
Yeah, it's like, too many anyway.
I mean, I guess you could find something to do with them.
Yeah.
84.
I'm gonna finish out the new barbie is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Good job, man. You're a winner. Back next week, of course.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Krivo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
Mine can concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
All right, up next, we're taking a journey on Krivo's Roadshow. This is where I offer my free advice, free valuations of your goods that you think might be valuable.
I love this segment.
Yeah, so it could be antiques, it could be something that's a bit old, or it could be just something cool and collectible that you're interested in and want to know how much it's worth.
For those that are new to the show, perhaps, can you tell us why you're the right person to do this segment?
Yeah, so over the last, I guess, 5 to 10 years, I've sold thousands of different items.
What a swindler.
And not a swindler. And
Wheeler and dealer, that's what I was talking about. Very different things.
Yeah, I've done my research. Yeah. I know a lot about the different prices of things and how to research and find out exactly what your item is worth, follow the auctions, and I know what the value of things is.
So it's all really based around, you know, when you have that like weird item you know nothing about in your cupboard that you think is worth a lot of money, but you're not quite sure. You can tell us.
Exactly. Maybe it was something your grandparents left to you and you thought, geez, I wonder if that's worth a few bob. Let's find out.
A what?
A few bob.
A few bob.
Oh.
Look, okay. this is your chance. I offer this service for free, right? So if you want to find out, I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Next, we're meeting somebody who has an Olympic torch.
Ooh.
So we're going down a sporting memorabilia path up next.
The Winter Olympics are on.
That's right.
It's topical.
Timely is what that's called.
I reckon that's worth a few bob. Prevo.
The Novos.
Prevo's Roadshow.
I know that that's quite a wide range, but it just depends on the heat of the auction on the day.
This is the most lovely tooled leather box, isn't it?
Well, I want to know how much each of these are worth.
Yeah, that's right. It's my gift to you. You can get anything you want valued for free. I'll tell you about the history of it, find out the information, do the research.
How much does it normally cost to get something valued professionally?
It depends. It can be up to a couple of $100s. Oh. And if you want a certificate, you know, of authenticity, etc., it can be even more.
We need to get you a stamp.
That's
certified.
A good idea.
Just with your face on it.
Yeah.
Crevo certified. He says it's this price. Absolutely. Let's
this
sort
was
that
great
out.
Last week because you told somebody they had a 15th century lamp?
No, it was a coffee pot from Germany. They didn't know that. Was worth close to $1,000. Right?
Wow.
So very cool. This time, we meet Isaac, who has himself an Olympic torch. Good morning, Isaac. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Long time listener, long time caller. Let's hope Crevo makes me a baller.
I like what you did there. First of all, I've got to ask, how did you come across the item? How did you get it?
Crevo, it was passed on to me through the good old buy swap sell page.
Oh, okay, so you've purchased this just because it caught your eye, was on Marketplace or something, was it?
I was actually buying a sign for me back room, a Foster's sign, you know, like it said, official beer of the 2000 Olympics.
Yeah.
And because I did that, it popped up in the things you may like and things like that. And I'm like, well, you know, I bloody do like this.
It goes well with the beer sign. Okay, now, are you a fan of the Olympics? Do you like sports in general?
I did have the biggest crush on Nikki Webster when I was 12.
Well, you guys were the same age, right?
Yeah, about that, yep.
Okay. Now, this one, are you going to keep it in the man cave or are you wanting to sell it? You want to find out about the price?
Never passing this one on. I would like to know what
it's worth. Yeah, what you're sitting on there. Is it a gold mine? Exactly.
So, have there been a lot of fake replicas, Crevo, of Olympic torches and Olympic merch over the years?
Merchandise, yes.
Yeah.
Torches, it's a lot. It's quite a bit to make.
Fake.
Yeah,
right.
A lot harder. So, most likely, you've got a genuine item. We will start with that. Now, the good news is that 2000 Olympic memorabilia is on the rise. Now, this is all because the Brisbane Olympics are coming. So, if you've got some Olympic memorabilia from the 2000 Olympics you're wanting to sell, it's probably a good time in the market right now. The bad news is there were a lot of collectibles produced. So even though the prices are on the way up, there's still a lot around and they're not that strong.
Crevo, you were selling the little Sydney Olympics plush toys for $30 each, weren't you?
Yeah, look, that's because the market is a bit hotter. So I was trying to sell that stuff down. But there's so much out there, so you're not always sitting on a gold mine. Now let's get back to talking about the torches. So if you have one that was used in the relay itself, you're in the money, probably in the $4,000 to $5,000 range.
Ooh.
Which is and that doesn't necessarily have to be even complete. So the last one I saw go to auction went for $4,065, which is on the lower end because it was missing a heat shield. So that's if it's incomplete, less money, right? Now, your one that you've got there, Isaac, was not used in the relay. It's an official copy, though. So there was 2,000 of them made. Being the 2000 Olympics, they went a bit wild with using every connection to 2000 possible. And the condition you've got there, it's pretty good. So it's the official size. It's a really good copy. Now, what do you think the item is worth, Isaac?
Well, consider it went straight to the pool room, it's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm going to let you tell me and then I'll tell you what I paid for it, eh?
Ooh. Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, your one in the condition it's in, there's a bit of minor wear I can see on the perspex. The frame is pretty good. This item, in its current condition, being a copy and being one of 2,000 only produced. And I will also say this, on the market right now, I cannot see another single one for sale.
Not one.
Not one. I've actually searched high and low to see if there's a competitor. So I would say you're looking at about $1,200 if you sold off your a copy of the Olympic torch there, Isaac. Now, do you want to reveal what you paid?
Yeah, I only paid $1,000.
Oh! Oh! So,
look, you know what? That's a no.
You didn't get a massive bargain, but you know, I'd say you got a fair price for it.
It's not about the money, Trevor. It's about the bloody memories, Nicky Webster,
et cetera.
Wow. None of the athletes, just Nicky Webster.
There you go. $1,200. Hey, big difference between if it was in the relay versus the copy.
You got to be so careful. You got to be careful you don't get a copy when you're told it was in the relay.
I guess you can run around your backyard.
Do your own relay.
Yeah.
Pretend. If people want to get their items evaluated, the Novos _ on Instagram, send your photos through, bit of details. Karevo might be able to evaluate them next week.
I'll tell you what they're worth. For free.
For free, how good. Up next, I think I've annoyed my neighbours and I don't actually know what I've done wrong. Apparently there was a get-together that they were all attending. Didn't get an invite at all.
Are you close to them, though?
No.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you don't bother talking to your neighbours.
Oh, I'm, you know, I'm nice. Hello, how are you?
You've got to go dig a little further.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened next. The Novos. I think I've done something to annoy my neighbours. Don't know what I've done. I've lived in my apartment complex now for about 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm. I've really only ever been close to one neighbour who was on my level. She moved away a couple of years ago. But basically what happened in the lift on the weekend, there was a handwritten sign and it just says, change of venue, drinks at 5 p.m, Honeysuckle Hotel, veranda facing the social. I was unaware there were drinks happening for the building.
Oh.
We were never notified.
Is there any chance, any chance that it was just somebody's personal party?
If so, why put it in the lift for everyone to see?
Oh, that's a good point. You could just text everyone.
You know, normally, because apparently they've done drinks a few times.
Really?
From what my old neighbour told me.
How many times have you been invited?
Not once.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe we're a bit too young, because a lot of the people in my apartment building are a little bit older.
If the sign was in the lift, though, one would think that's a public invitation.
Yeah, but when
so
it says...
So maybe you were invited.
But when it says change of venue, this has already been planned.
Do you check your mail?
I check it every day.
Is there like an email list or something?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you on the strata committee?
Oh, no. We rent. We're not even allowed to go to the strata meetings because we rent.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be landlords
forbidden.
And landlords only.
Or are you allowed to, but they say you're not?
That's a possibility.
What apartment are you again? Oh, no, you can't go.
You can't go. Well, we're on one of the lower levels. Maybe that's the reason why.
I'm just picturing some, 85-year-old woman standing at the door of the strata meeting checking your deeds as you have to bring along your house. Do you own this?
Hey?
No.
Hey.
But we had a look in the car park the other day, and I think we're one of the only original people left. There's a couple of people upstairs that have been there since we've been there, but we've seen moving trucks and all that kind of stuff over the last 5 years. We're one of the only original people there, and we don't know anyone. I don't know anyone's names.
It's interesting with apartment buildings, right, because you live in such close quarters to all of these people.
Yeah.
Yet I feel like you don't really ever get to know other people.
No.
In your apartment building. I'm the same.
Yeah.
Do you wish you knew people?
No.
What about you, Meg?
It only came in handy once when we locked ourselves out and they got us back into the building.
And that's it.
That's it.
So, yeah, I think if I lived in an apartment, I wouldn't want to know people as well, because it's part of the allure of it.
Yeah.
It's just being sort of anonymous.
Well, interesting with neighbours, my housemate brought over a heap of people the other night. You were actually at my house at the time, Meg. Some random guy they met in the lift from level 2 was just in my apartment. I'm like, oh, hello, who are you?
And he was asking who you were. I'm like, I live here. Do you reckon he's going to the drinks that are being organised that maybe you're not being invited to as well? Maybe it's not just me.
I think you should just rock up.
I was tempted.
Where was it?
Pardon?
What? Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle Hotel.
Not far away.
Well, you know, well, the problem is, though, I don't really know these people, and you know how much I love my cocktail jugs from Honeysuckle Hotel. It could have turned into a bad time.
Fruit tingle.
Fruit tingle.
Fluoro blue in colour.
Just uninvited. Banned.
Possibly kicked out of the apartment.
Well, avoid that then.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Yeah, taking it in my stride. You know, we'll have our own drinks and you're
absolutely
not invited.
On your balcony. Such shit suckers.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
One thing, Maddie, that you and I have in common is trashy, like, mid-2000s pop. Absolutely live for
it. Yeah, like random songs that nobody else would know.
Yeah, it seems to know. We tend to know all the words, which is really
I'm
scary.
Left in the dark a bit sometimes. You guys will start singing, I'll go, I don't even know that song.
We need to give you an education is what that means.
Quite possibly.
But yesterday we got a bit of a treat because you interviewed Kate DeRouge back in the day. Is that correct?
Yeah. So this came about because we were singing Kate DeRouge's song Faded.
Yeah.
Which Creever had no idea.
Now what is that, I was thinking?
You showed me the interview for this. And the funny thing is, I was talking to Jackson about this earlier. When I first met you, I didn't know you were gay.
Really?
I had no idea. The first time I met you, you weren't wearing something that I would typically, attribute with that. So, I didn't know.
A lot of people say that, and it confuses me.
And then I heard this interview, and then I'm like,
So, yeah.
That's worth...
So this interview, right, was before I was a professional radio announcer.
Yeah.
And I used to work for a gay radio station in Sydney.
Yeah.
Called OX Live.
Okay.
So it was like an internet radio station.
Yeah.
And, I interviewed Kate DeRouge once. What an experience that was.
Well, we have the audio. Jackson's got us a couple of grabs, and I'm keen to play them next because you need to hear what a young Maddie Harrison sounds like.
The voice. Quite
it
different.
It just threw me. Absolutely threw me. It was the best thing I've heard in, like, the last decade.
In a
so
terrible
good.
Way, right? I sound like Eva Pratt.
The Novos.
You gave me life yesterday playing me this interview. It's the best thing I've heard in decades. On radio.
Well, that's the big call that you made.
This
there,
is
man.
Just, like, it, I spent most of my 20s around, like, the gay scene, gay clubs, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Very flamboyant guys. You're not flamboyant at all. Uh-oh. And then I heard this. And it's the best.
Are you suggesting, Meg, that there's maybe been some changes?
Maybe.
Since this interview was done.
Possibly. What year was this interview?
I think like 2014, maybe.
Okay. So 8 years ago, you would have been
23, 24.
Yeah. Ex-Australian Idol winner, Kate DeRouge. Can we kick this off?
I'm just going to say this is really embarrassing. And I, like, at the time, thought I was, like, the best.
Yeah.
I thought, I've got a career in radio, like, this is it.
But you were right.
Yeah, but... I wonder if
they heard this and that's the basis of you getting hired here.
Absolutely not. This never made a single demo.
All right, so Maddie Harrison interviewing Kate DeRouge.
It's a small bit.
Hey guys, Maddie Harrison here for your Monday afternoon. We've got a very special guest in studio today. You may remember her from this amazing track. Have a listen. Oh my God, you have no idea how obsessed with that song I was. Kate DeRouge.
Hello.
Oh, man. That was horrific.
Oh,
well,
my voice is so different.
You know, see, a lot of people say with gay guys, do they put on that gay voice or do some people do it?
Like, well, isn't that called the gay accent?
Well,
right?
Yeah, at the time, I didn't think I was doing that, but obviously, wow. Mm. Yeah. Hey, guys. Oh, my God.
All right, let's get into some more of it, hey? Can we please?
Okay, next one. Here we go.
Oh, my God, look. I was actually banned from Stonewall on my 21st birthday. How ridiculous is that?
You were banned.
On my 21st?
They can't do that.
Oh, well, they did. I was so upset as a 21-year-old gay male. I was like, no Stonewall, no life.
You've taken my life away.
Oh, wow. Very different. Man. Your lifestyle was quite different then, too.
Yeah.
No owning a cat.
And this interview was done at Stonewall too, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Stonewall is like a famous gay bar in Sydney.
Yeah.
And the studios for this station were like on the top level of the club.
Yeah.
Oh, so not really bad, guys. It's really, really bad.
Let's wrap this up with one more little bit of your interview with Kate DeRouge.
So today at 3 p.m, you're off to Newtown for the Easy Tour. Tell us a bit more about that. So it's you, Emily Williams, Paulini.
We're not actually together. I think we're all scattered doing different. It's not quite a Young Divas reunion just yet.
Turn me loose.
Listen to the two of you doing a duet.
This is beautiful. This is just, yeah.
Look, I'm putting it out there. That is probably the most embarrassing bit of audio I've ever recorded.
Like, at the time, you were very proud of yourself. I would be too.
Everyone who does this job has embarrassing audio from their past. I think we've played some of mine on this show along the journey.
Yeah.
It's just part of it. But that is... you had good questions.
You
did. I will give you... Your interview format was good.
Yeah.
You know, like the silver lining.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Positive. It's what I do.
Wow.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you for letting us play that.
Can you please share some of your earlier stuff with us?
I will find some. Yeah, sure. From afters and...
I'm sure you've
community
got
radio
some out
and
there.
Whatnot. Yeah. Oh, I have to somewhere. I'll find some.
The squeaky voice, etc.
Hi, guys.
No, I was very high-pitched, very quick.
Oh, yeah. That'll be good to hear.
Do you know what's changed my voice, I think, as well?
Smoking?
That, you know.
The old Larry Lungbusters.
The vodka. No.
No.
Yeah.
Don't smoke.
That or I
Don't
hit
smoke.
Puberty
it's not good.
Really late in life. What's that? What's that hair down there? I'm 25.
Why is it curly?
Smash for Cash is up next, guys, worth $1,000. All you have to do to walk away with the win is tell us what this is. All right, all the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com today. If you want to play, quick, get on the phone. It's 13 10 09.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money. And a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it too, sir.
Hey, very simple. All you need to do is tell us what this is and you get the money. All of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. The phones are going wild every time we put this out there. The clues so far, you might find this in Grandma's pantry. It has no power cord. And if you think you can figure it out, the money's yours.
That's right. If you get it right, let's meet our contestant. It's Karen from Patterson. She's a teacher, has a family of six, so the $1,000 would help them with a weekend away, and her two daughters have been helping with her guests. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Morning.
So is this like discussion around the breakfast table?
In the car on the way to work.
Yeah, right. What do you think it is? Could it be this? Could it be that?
Yeah, we've thrown a few guesses around in the car. We've looked up and a couple of them are on there, but we think we've got one that could be a winner.
Well, you said your two daughters are helping you. Does that mean you're going thirds with the money?
Oh, yeah. We might.
Oh. Very reluctant.
Karen's like, I'll buy them an ice cream.
Yeah.
That's probably the extent of it, but most of it's got to go to you. All right, let's do this. For $1,000, what do you think Meg smashed with a hammer?
We're hoping it's an old handheld metal beater.
Like a mix? Give us a bit more info there.
So, like the one that had the old wooden handle on the top and the little rotary spinner on the side. And the
I know what you mean.
Let's have a look at the video here, Meg.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Sorry, Karen.
We're thanks getting for closer. Playing. Thanks for playing. Good luck to everyone else who's been thinking about it and guessing.
Yeah,
we're
going
to play again before 9 o'clock.
How good. 3 minutes to 8, checking in with Jared in the newsroom next at New FM. Plus, we are catching up with Brent and Tamara from Maths in minutes at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Primo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. It's been a massive year so far, guys. Number one in the ratings. Everybody's talking about it. Now, last night on the show, there was a lot of relationship building. It was called Honesty Week. So basically what happens this week on the show, the guys sort of reveal their darkest desires and wants, needs from their partner and their own lives. And it was interesting last night. One of the couples on there, Brent and Tamara. Now, poor old Brent was a little taken aback. So they played their audition videos to their respective partners.
Yeah.
And Tamara was really, really judgy. They asked her what she wanted from a bloke. And she said, he's got to have money. He's got to have a nice car. And he can't wear clothes that fake are fake designer clothes. And
yeah,
basically what happened there is Brent said, nah, this is no good. So it's interesting. She's a bit shallow.
No Ray Bond sunnies from the markets.
No, yeah, no Sunday trips to Sydney.
Paddy's markets is absolute no. Oh, it's a gookie belt.
These guys, she's been a little bit judgy, this girl, Tamara, with Brent. So Brent's a shorter guy.
Yeah.
When they first got married, she was judging his job, and I think that's kind of stayed with him a little bit. So we'll catch up with these guys after this.
The Novos.
Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Joining us on the show, two of the contestants, Brent and Tamara, guys.
I'm in no ring, but ain't gonna be no missing.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, these two had a real breakthrough moment last night after they shared each other's audition videos on the show. Now, Tamara was a little bit shallow, some would say, in the video. Brent wasn't too happy, but then at the end, he's just literally said, I see growth in you, I see growth in us, and I thought it was a nice moment. Yeah. They join us now, Tamara and Brent. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, that was such a sweet moment at the end of the show last night. Brent, it was just such a nice thing for you to say to Tamara. You know, you've accepted what she said. She explained herself, but I thought it was such a great moment between you two. Tamara, did that surprise you that Brent was so mature about the whole thing?
Yeah, definitely. It was a really good moment for us. Obviously, we'd spent the last, I think it was like 2 weeks together.
So yeah.
We really got to know each other, I suppose, more so in those last 2 weeks. And then being confronted by that video was really hard.
Well, you seem to be getting closer and closer as the episodes air. How hard has it been to let down those walls, as you said, in like 2 weeks?
For me, really hard. I do have high walls up. I think that's quite obvious.
Yeah.
And high standards, etc. But I explained it as that when I did that audition tape, I was in a really bitter place. I'd just gone through a breakup with my ex, settlement of my house, and I just was so angry. And I'm just like, don't give me another wanker who just fabricates himself into my life again. Aye. I don't want it.
That's what we all want, right? Not another wanker.
Tamara, you mentioned that you'd just broken up with someone when you did that audition. Was that partly sort of a revenge thing? Like, I'll show him, I'll get on Maps and everyone will see how good I am.
Oh, sorry. When I said just, it wasn't really just. It was just a long breakup because we bought a house together. So, it was the settlement of the house and, a lot goes with that. A lot of, lawyers and money and everything like that. So, it just, it took a lot. It was a few months, I guess, of a breakup, which was hard.
Hey, Brent, tell me, did you have any sort of rough long-term relationships before you went into the experiment? Or have you been single for a while?
Don't get me wrong, I've definitely had some rough relationships, but I had been single now for about 2 years. I was single, for about 2 years before I came on the show.
Yeah, I think that, I think that's good. Like, it, you know, it sets you up, I guess, and you're a bit more open-minded. I did want to bring up with you, Brent, one of my favourite parts of this season has been your dislike, let's say, for feet. I wanted to unpack this for a second. Mm. Like, where did this start? Did you encounter some pretty fugly feet in your time?
Or some smelly feet? Really? Were you dating someone in the past and had really smelly feet and it put you off for life?
Look, I can't pinpoint the exact time that I figured out when this started, but I guess it's been going on for quite a long time now, and yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, a nice foot I can appreciate, but, you know, an ugly foot kind of just...
Do you have a bit of a foot fetish, do you think?
No, it's definitely not a fetish, okay? I want to say that right now. More of a phobia, yeah.
Wow.
Just appreciates a good looking foot.
So you see a beautiful foot, like somebody walking down the street in thongs or something, and you're like, ooh, hey there.
No, definitely not. I can appreciate it, you know, the nod of approval and walk off. But definitely not, nothing past that.
It's not turning your head, essentially, is what you're saying.
No.
Because, you know, there is nothing more unattractive than seeing, like, the big toe and the other two squeeze through a tiny little hole at the front of the high heel, you know what I mean?
Just poking out, waving at you.
Definitely not a fan, no.
Okay.
Are you feeling like a little bit paranoid now about your feet situation tomorrow? Are you doing like your little pedicures and stuff?
I always keep my feet pretty well pedicured, so I'm not too worried. My feet look okay on TV.
I tell you what, Brent, you would want
to... She does have nice feet.
Brent, you would want to have the best feet ever to be so critical. Are you happy with Brent's feet, Tamara?
Yeah, Brent has good feet, actually. They're quite soft.
Oh, good.
Soft. Must be doing the old scrub down with the pumice stone or something, is it?
Hey, you guys are fun.
I'm trying to maintain.
Hey, look, good luck with it all, guys. I hope it works out for you. Thanks for being so much fun today. I love those two.
Yeah.
Fun couple.
Definitely.
Cute couple. Right. Very cute couple.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Pete Davidson said something that's got the internet going wild. Also, too, I'm going to let you know which pop star is signing on to the Beauty and the Beast prequel for Disney Plus.
Nice. You hate feet too, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not a feet fan.
Yuck. Brent, yeah. Can you appreciate a nice foot?
Nope.
No feet.
I just don't like people that take off their socks. Like, if you have to look at someone's gross, manky foot.
It's a no from Jackson.
It's a no from
me. Put the plastic bags around those feet, please. My God. What's the gossip?
The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No, what's the reason? Coronavirus.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson's here with all your goss. What have you got for us first?
Let's start with Pete Davidson, because he's done an interview overnight talking about what he gets up to in his private life, because he's a very private guy. People don't really know too much about him other than the fact that he dates a lot of hotties, right? So there's a few things that have got the internet talking. Take a list. Mm. I'll see if you pick them out.
I don't have Instagram or Twitter or any of that stuff. So, like, most of my daily life is, like, getting into cars and showing up to a set. Or I just, like, if I'm off, I just either hang with my friends or chill with my girlfriend inside.
So, first of all, any takeaways?
Very, very, I guess, like, low, raspy voice.
Yeah.
Girlfriend? Is that Kim?
First time he's ever referred to his girlfriend. Now, people are like, Kim Kardashian, I'm not buying this. I don't think they're together.
You still reckon this is fake, right?
100%, because you're getting reports out of all... They're going to these beautiful islands, right? Now, this is what tips me off, and just my opinion, but the other day they were spotted in the Bahamas, right? So they flew to the Bahamas.
Good spot.
For a full weekend. Now, Kim was photographed flying into the Bahamas in an outfit. A black outfit, the same black outfit she was photographed flying out of the Bahamas with. like two, three days later. I swear they were just there for a day. It was a publicity trip. And everyone on that island said that they did not stay in the same room. They didn't even dine together. They had their own posse.
Really?
And the only time they were spotted together was on the beach taking photos together. So I'm not buying that this is a real relationship.
I just don't get how this even started. If it is fake, they're just so mismatched.
I also don't understand how this helps doing a fake relationship. Is it to distract from the whole Kanye narrative,
do you think? It's a distraction from the Kanye narrative. It's also to a bit of a promo for their upcoming show. But you've got to look at the sisters, right, and who they're dating. I mean, Kylie's dating Travis Scott, who's like a grungy rap star. And then you've got, what's the other one? The old Courtney. Frumpy one? Yeah, Courtney, that drinks a bloody scrambled avocados.
Travis Barker, yeah?
Travis Barker, yes.
So they've needed somebody who's not called Travis, isn't it? Is that that's what Kim's gone for?
That, and I mean, just carrying on the grungy vibe across it. I mean, Kim Kardashian's even started wearing Vans, for God's sake.
Are you serious?
Yes, not that I don't like Vans.
No, but it just seems
Kim Kardashian
like
in Vans.
Unless there's a heel version of Vans.
Yeah, or like a collaboration.
Should move to Nui.
Yeah. True.
See her down at Bar Beach. Having a pizza in the back of her van with her Vans on.
Could you imagine?
That seems like Pete Davidson's kind of vibe.
Oh, definitely. He would have a station wagon, I think.
Panel van. I'm calling it. It's going to end soon.
Fake, we'll see.
Moving on, because Disney Plus has announced that they're doing a prequel to Beauty and the Beast. Want to take a guess at who the big pop star is joining the cast?
Male or female?
It's a female.
Oh.
Is it Jessica Mowboy?
No.
Is it
Rita Ora?
Really?
Yes.
And good choice of song, by the way.
Yeah, I like Rita Ora's first
stuff. Yeah, it was good.
You know? So according to the show updates, Rita Ora is going to be playing a fugitive with a surprising ability to carry out secret... Oh, it's written poorly.
She looks like a villain.
Potentially affect the entire kingdom. There we go.
Oh.
I've skipped out a whole heap of stuff there, so I'm not really sure what her character's about.
She's in a Disney thing.
I don't think she's a main character, though.
I love how she's gone from 50 Shades to Disney.
Yeah.
People give Rita Ora crap for being a bit of a sellout, but hey... You can get the money.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, you could do what you're going to do when you're a D-list, you know?
Oh,
she's not a D-list.
Here she's not, in Australia, but anywhere else.
No, I would say she's a C. Solid C.
You reckon?
Yeah.
All right.
She was on Jimmy Fallon's show. She can't be too much of a D.
Yeah, but like...
They don't take Ds. They only take Cs and above.
No, they. I'll send you some Jimmy Fallon interviews when they're definitely... They had Rebecca Black on her.
Has Jimmy Fallon ever taken a D?
What do you reckon? I don't know. Like, if Jackson's right, he's not, you know, he's not opposed to it sometimes.
Just occasionally.
Just sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Thanks, Jackson. Appreciate it.
Oh, we'll see or we'll do. I don't know. Very confused.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us is 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yeah.
Hello.
Gail.
I love
very
this
good.
Yeah. I do like this song. I like the uncensored version a little bit better.
A bit better.
But you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, can't do that.
I reckon Olivia Rodrigo can't stand Gail.
Oh. You reckon?
I think they're much the same, really,
very
right?
Much.
That's an interesting
It's like
thought.
Britney Christina of the current day.
I've never thought about it.
Well, I
it's
have.
Never
very similar.
My mind.
Are you pitting them against each other, Maddie?
No, of course not.
It sounded like it.
Oh, these are summer vibes.
Yeah,
Katy
good
Perry
stuff.
And I don't know who else.
Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah, Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
I'm loving the Katy resurgence on UFM. Mm.
Oh, it's good, right? Because 2022 is the year of Katy Perry. I forgot where we're at in the year.
Absolutely.
Pink as well.
That's the song.
Newcastle loves Pink.
Oh, this is good Pink songs. Yeah, this is great Pink.
Yeah. Before she jumped on the Ellen bandwagon.
Today's the day, not today, though. I love this song. Great.
Very
kicking
good
off
indeed.
After us. And don't forget, Rate the Music Now is live at newfm.com.au. Your chance to win
get this, a wine tour for you and five mates worth over $600.
How good.
Love
thanks
that.
Thanks to Two Fat Blokes Gourmet Tours. It takes around 5 minutes to do.
Yep.
Jump on board and get it done, guys.
Yeah.
I just love wine.
You love wine, really?
Yeah. They feed you as well with cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
Too nice good, too good. Hey, last night, not last night, Monday night, I was actually going through my emails and I had a casting call for a game show. Now, you know I have already applied for Millionaire Hot Seat.
That's right. How did that go?
Well, they said it could take up to 2 years for me to go get on the show if I make it.
So two years.
Oh. So you're not out of the running yet.
Not out of the running yet. However, I have I applied for this other game show. I'll tell you what it is next.
Okay. Another
and
one.
Guess what? There's already been a response.
Oh, this is cool. So yeah. You reckon this is a shorter lead time than
possibly
2 years?
Possibly. Could be. Very exciting. I'm keen.
Oh, Meg might be on TV soon.
A lot about Meg, aren't we?
I'm in it for the cash.
Game shows.
I'm in it for the cash.
You love a competition.
I do. I can't do radio ones anymore, so I'm doing the TV ones.
Third Eye Blind, it's the chase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Larry, here I come. The Novos. Meg, you have auditioned for the chase.
Is it sad?
It's not sad.
Not if, what's the top prize on the chase?
I don't know. Like, I'm not going to lie. I haven't really watched
I've just never met anybody that's like a game show obsessor.
Well, I'm not an obsessor. I just need money. And I can't win it from radio anymore, so I'm doing it via TV.
Have you won money from radio before in the past?
$380 on Beat the Bomb.
Back in the day.
10 years ago.
Right. And yeah. You invested that, of course.
Yeah,
did you win
absolutely.
That on New FM?
No. No, so I got an email the other night, casting call for The Chase. I'm like, you know what? Let's just do it. Why not? I've never really watched the show, but it could be some
you
free
can life. Bumble your way through,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you've got to submit an audition video and all that kind of stuff. I didn't even worry about any of that. I just put the photo and some like random info. Anyway, get a phone call yesterday from one of the producers, snap quiz. I didn't have time to prepare. It was a 5-minute quiz straight off the bat. And she's like, oh, so the next stage is, to do a Zoom call. Oh, by the way, you did really well with the questions. I'm like, oh, cool, thanks. So wow. I got a Zoom call with one of the producers of The Chase this afternoon. Very quick move,
cool.
It's Channel 7.
Yeah, they're not mucking around, are
not
they?
2 year wait time, like Millionaire Hot Seat.
You'll be on the show by the end of the week
oh,
at this rate.
How good would that be? So if I can't do the show in a couple of weeks, you know why. I'm down whatever the studios are down in Channel 7 in Sydney.
I am sick.
And come back with diamonds on my wrist because I've won. How much can you win on The Chase?
Oh,
I have no
depends.
Idea.
It's like $50,000 or something.
More. You can win more. So you've got to work together with your team.
This is
right?
Be horrible.
So you all have a goal at earning money for the kitty. And whoever's like left at the end, they compete with the chaser. And if you beat the chaser, you win the group money and you split it.
Oh, you got to split it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit dodge.
Well, you still win, like, you still come away with some good cash.
Depending on how much it is.
But if somebody gets $30,000 and you get $4,000, I mean, that works out well for you.
That's probably going to be the situation, to be completely honest.
Would you take $4,000,
though? I'd take $4,000.
Of course you would.
Absolutely, I'm not saying no to that.
I've got some questions here.
Oh, we're going to test.
Yeah, I've just picked a couple from, these are real ones from the show.
Okay.
Right?
Oh,
so
okay.
This could be it. Number one. What did Andy Murray start tying to his tennis shoes in 2015? This is multiple choice. Is it A, front door key, B, wedding ring, or C, piece of haggis?
Wedding ring.
Let's see if that is the correct answer. That is correct.
Oh, yes.
All right, number two. What word appears in the titles of over 200 novels by romantic novelist Barbara Cartland? Is it A, love, B, pink, or C, desire?
Love.
Let's reveal. That is correct.
Oh.
All right, number three. Which of these is a children's toy that asks players to twist me, stretch me, poke me, shake me, and dip me? Is it A, crazy cucumber, B, bonkers banana, or C, silly sausage?
Bonkers banana.
Let's reveal. That is incorrect.
Oh.
You're out of the game.
Oh.
Hey, you didn't do too badly.
2 out of 3 is not bad.
That's a good, you know, if you keep those odds up, you could do all right.
Good luck, so. Meg.
Thank you very good much.
Luck. Keep us updated because you've got your interview, right?
I've got the interview at midday today.
Can you do a cheeky record on some of it?
I'll try.
Yeah, go
I'll
on.
Try. See how we go.
She doesn't want to annoy them.
Just do your, what you do is your own disclaimer. This call is being recorded for training and coaching purposes. They'll be like, what? Don't worry. Nothing to worry about. Don't be suspicious. Don't be nervous.
Well, I'm kind of lucky. I've already done the one for Millionaire Hot Seat, so I kind of know what they're going to ask.
You're
I'm
prepped
assuming
and ready.
It'll be very similar.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
Yeah,
good luck, Meg.
Thank
good
you.
Good luck. Smash for Cash up next. If you want to go at some money, very simple, 13-10-09, $1,000 on offer. Just figure out what this is. Of course, we have our own clues. No power cord, food-related, grandma's pantry. Get it right, win the money.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance to win the money right now. All you have to do is figure out what we smash with the hammer. Let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, yep. Let's do it. Going to Tracy in Cessnock. Once met Johnny Farnham and says he's a 10 out of 10 hottie.
Ooh.
Wants to pump around Cessnock in a Lambo, but is stuck in a Hyundai Kona. She wants the 1K for a cruise when they kick off. Toot toot.
Toot toot, indeed.
Thank you for that note, Jackson. Tracy from Cessnock, hello. Tracy.
Hi.
Hey, Tracy. Hey.
You sound like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When,
yes.
When did you meet John Farnham?
After one of his concerts in Tamworth.
Tamworth.
I'm trying to work out how old he would have been at that point for you to call him a hottie.
Well, he didn't have his long hair at that time.
Okay.
Mm.
How old do you? How many years ago do you think?
Pardon?
How many years ago do you think?
Probably eight.
Eight? Are you married, Tracy?
No, I'm single.
Right, so you'd take him straight away.
Hell yeah.
Do you care that he's retired so many times, Tracy?
Yeah, I know. And then he keeps on coming back.
I know, isn't it awful?
He'll never be done.
No, I don't think so.
Tracy's all for that, though.
Yeah,
good. Keep coming back. Keep coming back for more.
You reckon he's still got it in him, Trace? You reckon he could have his way? I don't know. He's pretty old now.
Oh, I don't think that would matter.
Just give him
don't a... knock him. Don't Just knock him.
All right, let's do
give
it.
Give him a V or a Red Bull or something.
Yeah. Man, I love those blue Red Bulls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They give you wings.
Ah, they do give you wings.
What's
indeed.
Popped up there? Oh, it's your wings.
$1,000, Trace. What do you think the sound is? What's the sound, Trace?
A sixpence.
Oh, what, sorry?
A sixpence?
A sixpence. Oh, a
sixpence. Is it a sixpence?
It's not a sixpence. I'm sorry, Trace.
Sorry, Trace.
Oh, damn.
But you're a winner still. You met John Farnham.
Yeah, and you're going to drive a Lamborghini.
One day.
Yeah. Around the knock.
Save up.
Yeah. Around the knock, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks, Trace. Enjoy your day. Thank you very much. It's back tomorrow worth $1,000, guys. All of the incorrect guesses. newfm.com.au.
Didn't expect sexy John Farnham talk for a Wednesday morning at all.
Just fast pace, you know. Lambo really suits Trace's lifestyle, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
John Farnham. I know he's a legend.
Do you find him a hottie, Maddie?
No.
Back in the day with the mullet?
No.
No?
Tell you what,
you Meg?
His son's all right, though.
Yeah. I don't know what his son looks like, to be fair.
I've never looked.
Never looked him up on
the good genes.
Not interested.
No,
just haven't done
it. I've never been tempted to look up John Farnham's
John
son.
John Farnham should be on The Voice.
I think he'd be really good, actually.
I'm just
a lot
going
of good insight.
In a coaching role or in a judging role?
Like in the coaching role.
Yeah, right.
He's got the song. You're The Voice.
Okay.
He'd demand a lot of money for that, though.
Yeah, but so would Keith Urban.
Yeah, true.
Let's be fair.
Who says we don't like the older stuff here?
No.
That's an unfair criticism often laid against us, and I don't appreciate it.
You guys don't know good 80s when it hits you in the head.
I thought this was 80s? I thought it was early 90s.
Well, you might have
gotten
me there.
I can't remember. No, I think you're right. I think it is 80s.
$1 million on the table. I couldn't tell you what year this was from.
105 commercial free is up next with Jackson not featuring this.
Yeah, no. 1991, by the way, that came out.
Oh, good. Meg was right.
Meg.
Smarty Pants.
Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Yes. Some
good times.
Old stuff from Avril Lavigne. A bit of Little Mix.
What a vibe.
As well. And this is fresh from The Weeknd. Sacrifice.
So good.
Do you know, I haven't really been liking the super new stuff. This I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
It's so good, right?
Very good.
You're going to leave excellent. That taco. There you go.
Oh, don't forget, rate the music live now, newfm.com today. Your chance to win a $600 wine tour, all thanks to Two Fat Blokes. Jump on there and do that today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.